Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إن مع كل إنسان ملكين يحفظانه فإذا جاء القدر خليا بينه وبينه وإن الأجل جنة حصينة.
Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "With every individual, there are two angels who protect him. When destiny approaches, they let it have its own way with him. Certainly, the appointed time is a protective shield against the events which occur before it."
Welcome back, dear listeners. The program is To My Brother, and we are talking about the universal persona of His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, as we speak about the universal persona of the first divinely appointed Imam and the first divinely appointed successor to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, was this fountainhead of knowledge and wisdom and sciences. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he has said things such as, "Ask me about the ways of the skies and the heavens, for I know them better than I know the ways of the earth." And so this again being a testament to the knowledge and the wisdom of all sorts of sciences and ethics and morality and spirituality and jurisprudence of His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he tried his very best to be able to spread this knowledge and wisdom amongst the people around him and in the Muslim world. He tried his very best to provide justice and truth to the people. He tried his very best to have justice and fairness and equity rule upon the people and the people in the Muslim Ummah and the Muslim community in general. And so one interesting thing is that we find that the ignorant tyrants, the foolish tyrants, the oppressive tyrants of his age, they opposed him and they spared no effort in frustrating these efforts of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, Satan has his own soldiers in every era. And the mission of the soldiers of Satan, whether it is soldiers amongst the men or soldiers amongst the jinn, the purpose of the soldiers of Satan is to prevent guidance from reaching the people. And so even in Imam Ali alayhi salam's time, we find that there were certain individuals with satanic tendencies that were constantly being an impediment and an obstacle to Imam Ali alayhi salam being able to fully implement justice and equity as the Almighty Allah wanted him to do. And so, you know, we look at our own lives and we look at the present day and, you know, we find that speaking about justice, speaking about truth, speaking about fairness, being honest, being truthful, being sincere to the cause, to the pure Muhammadan Islam. It has many present-day satanic forces that are in opposition to this. So what we're trying to say is that, you know, we shouldn't worry about that. We shouldn't be scared. Just like Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know, if there is to be an engagement with the forces of evil, then let there be an engagement with the forces of evil. The forces of truth, our purpose, our mission is to spread truth, is to promote truth, is to promote justice, to promote fairness. And on the other hand, the forces of evil, their whole purpose is to promote and spread and increase oppression and tyranny and dictatorship and suffering upon the masses of humanity. And so if the people of truth, God forbid, stop promoting truth and they stop spreading truth and they stop defending the truth, then there is no obstacle in the way of the forces of evil to win. And if the forces of evil win, then humanity has truly lost. A very thought-provoking lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And I'd like to begin with this very question about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the question about who is Ali is actually a very simple question. What I want to answer tonight is the question of what is Ali. There is a difference between who is Ali and what is Ali. You have individuals like Imam Fakhruddin Razi, a very famous mufassir of the Quran. He has a very extensive tafsir in about 20 volumes of, you know, bulky size. Right in the first volume, when he starts the tafsir of Surah Fatiha, he brings up this issue of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Should we recite it in namaz loudly or silently? You know, among Sunni Muslims, there is a dispute. Some of them say it's not part of, it's not even to be recited. Some say you recite it was silently. Some say you recite it, you know, loudly. In the Shia madhab, there is the emphasis that in every namaz, whenever you recite a surah, it is recommended even in Zuhr and Asr to recite the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly, even though you might you have to recite the remaining part of the surah silently. We emphasize in this point. Among Sunni Muslims, there is a confusion about it. Should you do it or should you not do it? And therefore, you'll see sometimes, you know, you'll hear their namaz, Allahu Akbar, and then there is silence for a few seconds, and then Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Probably the Imam recited Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but he decided to do it silently. This is where our sixth Imam says, you know, what has happened to the Muslims? They will recite everything loud except this beautiful ayat which talks about the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, in that tafsir, dedicates 3 pages on this issue, emphasizing that I believe that we must recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly whenever we do the surah in the namaz. And what is his proof? He says, I don't care about what is the opinion of the Sahaba. He says, because when I study the life of Ali, I see that Ali used to insist to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly. And he says, for me, this is a sufficient proof. And so he goes against the majority there, and he says, I believe that the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim should be recited loudly, because that was the insistence of Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he repeats that at the end, 2-3 times. Then my basis for this opinion is the tradition of Ali. And at the end he says, whoever follows the guidance of Ali is rightly guided. Why? He says, because the Prophet said, Aliyun ma'al haqq, wal haqq ma' Aliyin, Allahumma addir al-haq ma' Aliyin haythu ma dar.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.